Now, voting in the election might not be on the top of the agenda of the mums and dads and grandparents who are surrounding me at the moment. This is the old covered fish market in Warrington Town Centre. There are activities for children here towards the end of the 2 week long Easter holidays.
I think it's necessary to vote. Even though I don't agree with what they do, you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
Well, if we don't vote, how can we change things?
All of them, no matter who they are, I think they promise the earth before they get in, but they don't fulfil their promises at the end. Doesn't matter who they are.
The fact is, though, if you live in a place like Warrington South, your vote will count for much more than in most other parts of the country. It's because the local MP here is not comfortable. Conservative David Mowat only got 1,500 more votes than Labour when he won the seat from them at the last general election in 2010. Really thin when you consider nearly 55,000 people voted here. In fact, the number of people who voted Tory was only 6% higher than the election in 2005. That's all it took to change the area's MP.
People know their vote here is really going to count. This is one of those constituencies that will help decide the overall outcome of the general election.
Nick Bent is the Labour candidate. He knows that if Labour can't win in a place like Warrington South, it looks very unlikely they'll be able to win in other places where the Tories have a bigger lead, meaning it'd be very unlikely they'd be able to lead the next government.
That really helps to engage people because they know that their vote's going to count. I think also I have a big advantage in that I live locally. People like the fact that I am local and I know the area.
But this seat is even more interesting because it's not a two-horse race. The Lib Dems were only 3,000 votes behind Labour last time.
My name is Bob Barr and I'm the Liberal Democrat candidate for Warrington South. Unlike many constituencies in the country where the vote will make no difference, here people have got the real choice of three candidates who incredibly win. So how they cast their vote on May the 7th can either bring in Conservative, Labour or a Liberal Democrat MP. Warrington's voice hasn't been heard loudly enough in Westminster.
Then there are the other parties, like UKIP. They only got 3% of the vote here last time, so it seems unlikely the area is going to get a UKIP MP, but the party could still make a huge difference in an unpredictable way. Will Tory voters defect to them and help Labour? Will Labour voters defect to them and help the Tories as the Lib Dems look on smugly?
My name's Malcolm Lingley and I'm standing for UKIP. It's a three-way marginal at the moment. I'm hoping to make it a four-way marginal and possibly, just possibly, a UKIP seat in the North West. It's one of the most publicised elections in recent years, and now they can have their say, and that's what it's all about.
The Greens could take votes from Labour and the Lib Dems. They say people in Warrington are more undecided than ever. They're encouraging people to vote for what they believe in, rather than voting tactically. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition say they're targeting working-class people who didn't vote last time, who they say have been hard done to by the Coalition and abandoned by Labour. And of course, those who don't want much change will have to vote too. The Tory MP David Mowat will be pointing to what he sees as the successes of the last 5 years he's represented Warrington South.
I think I'm right in saying that we are the highest level of employment of any town in the whole country, north or south, and that's terrific. Frankly, I think people should always vote anyway. It's a right that we have that was hard earned, but it's even more so in a marginal seat like this one.